This is the Daily Listen. Today we are in Mark chapter 10, starting at verse 35. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus. "Teacher," they said, "we want you to do for us whatever we ask." That always makes me laugh. What kind of nerve do they have to come to Jesus, the Lord of heaven and earth, and say, "We want you to do what we want"? Jesus doesn't critique them at all, though. He says, "What do you want me to do for you?" I think he already knew. They said, "Let one of us sit at your right hand and the other at your left in your glory." Well, Jesus has to do some teaching with the disciples, helping them to realize that they're not ready for what they're asking for. And then the other disciples become indignant with James and John. So Jesus calls them all together in verse 42 and says, "You know that those who are regarded as the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Beautiful message here. Jesus is saying, "I came to be a servant, to meet needs." What's our greatest need? Our greatest need is forgiveness from sin. Jesus took care of that on the cross. And he's telling us that we too are to look around us and ask, "What needs can we meet?" How are you doing being a servant? How's your serve? Mine is okay, but it could be a whole lot better. I bet you could stand some improvement too. Why not make today a day when you look for and find a way that you can serve others? God bless your day.